Canberra has long been pressuring Fiji to speed up its transition to democracy. Fiji says it will hold elections in 2014, while other nations, including Australia, would like to see them happen much sooner. Bob Carr last met with Fijian officials in May when he praised the regime for its positive progress. He and the New Zealand Foreign Minister Murray McCulley will meet with their Fijian counterpart in the interim regime on Monday in Sydney.
When Murray McCulley and I were in Fiji as part of the action group of Pacific Island Nations, the ministerial action group, for consultations with the interim government, and with the opposition and with non-government organisations, with civil society, we're able to receive assurances about the constitutional consultation towards elections in 2014. This meeting in Sydney on Monday will enable us, New Zealand and Australia, to get an update. Now, we remain engaged with Fiji. We don't want the people of Fiji to suffer from the very targeted sanctions that we applied when democracy was suspended, sanctions that apply to the travel and the financial dealings of members of the interim government. But we are keen to see the country make the transition to democracy.
The sanctions don't seem to have had a great impact on speeding up the regime's moves towards holding elections. Do you think it's time to review, revise, and maybe even lift some of the sanctions that Australia has over Fiji?
We'll make a decision on the lifting of sanctions when it's clear the commitment to democracy is irreversible. The consultation we've got coming up in Sydney on Monday is part of that continuing engagement to see that the country is headed back towards democratic norms.
Fiji remains suspended from the Pacific Islands Forum, a key stage for dialogue between regional leaders. Senator Carr says he doesn't believe there's a need to allow Fiji back into the forum to improve dialogue with the interim regime.
No, the dialogue's appropriate. We've got this meeting on Monday. We've had the ministerial action group representing the Pacific Island Forum visit Fiji. It might be appropriate to have another such visit.
Bob Carr's been Australia's foreign minister for 4 months, and there are many Pacific countries he's yet to visit. That aside, he says
he's well targeted.